This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says maybe a Christmas gift announced by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be something nice rather than a missile. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as the legislative standoff continues over a Senate impeachment trial. Mr. Trump, speaking from his private club in Mar-a-Lago, says that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not a fan of his political party.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
On a near-straight party-line vote, the democratically-controlled House of Representatives approved two articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump last Wednesday, making him only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. He's accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically. China says it is in close touch with the United States on our trade deal signing ceremony, after President Trump said on Tuesday that he had and now Chinese President Xi Jinping will have a ceremony to sign the recently struck Phase 1 trade deal. Foreign Ministry spokesman made that comment at a daily briefing on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Officials in Burkina Faso say that soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post in the northern town of Orbinda. That's on Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso, killing hundreds of people and sending thousands fleeing from their homes. The militants frequently use hit-and-run attacks on motorcycles. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the Trump administration is considering a complete pullout of U.S. forces from West Africa as part of a global reshuffling of American troops across the globe. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting in northwestern Syria, where a government offensive has pushed tens of thousands of people from their homes in the past week. A Guterres spokesman said Monday he is alarmed by the scale of the military operation and reported attacks on evacuation routes as civilians try to flee north to safety. The Syrian government is trying to retake control of Idlib province, the last area that remains under rebel control from the civil war that began in 2011. 3 million people live in Idlib, including many who relocated there after fleeing violence in other parts of the country. A Russian court has extended the pretrial detention of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan until March 29th as he faces espionage charges. Whelan was arrested in December 2018 after accepting a flash drive from an acquaintance, which he had said contained holiday photos, but which Russian authorities alleged contained classified materials. Whelan has denied the charges against him, and during court appearances and through his lawyer, he has claimed mistreatment by prison officials and Russian security services during his detention. Russia has dismissed his accusations and said Whelan was making them up as part of a mass disinformation campaign. Some new Navy submarines will take the names of Pearl Harbor battleships. More from AP's Ed Donahue.
The USS Arizona and the USS Oklahoma were two of the biggest casualties of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Moodley says two new nuclear fast attack submarines will be designated USS Oklahoma SSN-802 and USS Arizona SSN-803. In a statement, Moodley says it's his fondest wish that the citizens of the great states of Arizona and Oklahoma will understand and celebrate the Navy's desire to memorialize the 1,177 heroes who perished on the USS Arizona and the 429 more on the USS Oklahoma. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.